Good morning. I'm John Ellsworth, the founder of Success Strategies Incorporated and the creator of the Success Strategies Advantage, and now also the creator of the Success Strategies Business Navigator program, which I'll talk about at the end. Today's presentation is entitled The Art of Racing in the Rain, and it's actually based upon the movie by that same name, which was also based upon a book by that same name written by Garth Stein. Great author, fantastic movie. I'm not going to take it too far into the plot because I don't want to spoil it for you, but I highly recommend that you go see the movie The Art of Racing in the Rain. It's a very touching story. One of the most awesome quotes that I saw from the author Garth Stein is this, and I quote, "There is no dishonor in losing the race. There is only dishonor in not racing because you're afraid to lose." End of quote. And I thought to myself, wow, how appropriate that is for the dairy industry from 2015 through 2018. I can think of a particular client relationship where we've been working for 3 years to get them financially restructured and have met with some success recently, some big success. Initially, they were lacking profits, and frankly, they were unbankable. We couldn't get them refinanced at the beginning. The reality is they were lacking profits, as I said, and the bank often reminded us of this every time that we met, which was a little less than a pleasant experience to go through. So I suggested they take a look at refinancing the real estate, and I suggested what the appraised value would be, and the bank said, "John, you're way too high." Turns out, after they took up my challenge and did the appraisal, it actually came in $300,000 higher than I had projected, which is a good thing. Of course, then the next challenge was, "John, your milk prices are projected to be way too high," when in reality, they came in almost to the penny where I projected for the rest of that year. So the question is, if they were right on, the key was succeeding despite opposition. And I find that that's frankly the best form of vengeance or success, if you will, just succeeding in spite of the opposition that you face. But one of the things we needed to do with that client was ask the following question: what needs to be changed? Well, in this case, there were a number of things that we could change, and we did change. Number one, the feed program changed dramatically. There were a lot of ration changes to fine-tune their rations and boost their production to help build their profitability. And my hat's off to the nutritionist. He did a fabulous job. On milk pricing, thank goodness for options. And more recently, thank goodness even more for the DRP, the Dairy Revenue Protection Program. That has helped us immensely in the last year or so. Labor efficiency was something we looked at. And frankly, this is something we needed to study in two respects. How many cows were we milking per hour? How many cows were we managing per man in full-time equivalents? The milk pounds per cow per day. That helped tremendously to get that up 2 or 3 pounds. And finally, all these things led to better profits, and we were very profitable in 2017 and 2018, which frankly is almost unheard of in those 2 years. Yet, on number five, I think it's important that we remember what Dan Sullivan, my business coach, says. If we measure it, we can understand it. If we understand it, we can control it. And again, if we can control it, we can improve it. That formula works each and every time. Does it happen at the same speed in every situation? Absolutely not. But it is very possible to make it work. It just takes time. Yet, I'll go back to the original question. What if we'd chosen not to run the race? In effect, what if we'd given up? I've done one marathon of 26.2 miles, and I can assure you I did not win that race. But I think anybody that finished that race, and it took me 4 hours plus to do so, anybody that could finish it actually came in with a win. So I've done that one. I have three questions for you. What do you need to change? What changes do you need to make in your operation? Number two, what would the impact of this change be? And you can forecast this because you know if you get things on the right track, you're going to go up, whether it's reproductive performance in your herd, milk production per cow per day, whatever element you're focusing on, you can do that. So what do you need to change? What kind of changes do you need to make? What would the impact of those changes be? And then number three, what steps do you need to take today? Where can you start? Every 1,000-mile journey starts with the first step. So I encourage you to do to follow a very similar path. What change would you make? What major breakthrough could you head to today? Whatever it is, I suggest you think about it and do it starting today. I'd also like to introduce you to, I mentioned earlier, the Success Strategies Business Navigator program. I highly encourage you to check it out at our website. It's a fairly low cost program that we are offering, which will guide you on milk marketing, business strategy, cash flow analysis, banking, and other things you need to become a better business person in your dairy operation. I would encourage you to check it out at our website, which is right behind me. If you look up there, you'll see successstrategies.com. Again, I'm John Ellsworth, the founder of Success Strategies Incorporated and the creator of the Success Strategies Advantage, as well as this new Success Strategies Business Navigator program. I want to thank you for listening today, and I wish you the very best of success this year. Thank you very much.